ride it in the ground, and really there's no need of it. Something good can happen, and they never broadcast that very much
mm-hmm.
about how the South has helped the colored people,
mm-hmm.
which it has. If it hadn't been for the South, the colored people, I don't know what they'd do now. Just
mm-hmm.
go north and look at them in the soup lines, and they leave here going north. In fact, a few years back when all the civil rights was real strong, we bought several of them bus tickets, one-way bus tickets. And they, mm-hmm. they could get a one-way bus ticket anytime they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't stay up there. They'd be right back. We've had hundreds of people from around here and some off the place that would go up there and stay maybe a year, but they'd come right back and have been here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it up there. We don't mistreat them. We never have mistreated any of them. We help them. Loan them money. They owe us thousands of dollars that we just unmarked off the books. No, we'll never collect it. We just give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure that they got groceries and a comfortable house to live in. It's better than what other people are furnishing for them. In other words, we're talking about the houses down here in the South. But we furnish them for them for nothing. Don't charge them any rent. All the water they can use, and sometimes electricity and butane.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that's doing the talking, how much are they doing for them? They're not furnishing anything.
You have some colored people living on your land, don't you?
Yeah, we have. Well, I reckon about 20 families living out on the farm. We get along good. We treat them all right, and they treat us all right.
Is there much of are the younger black people becoming more militant around here?
The younger ones, this is where not only the young colored people, but the young white too, this is what the civil rights has caused. See, if they had left this thing alone, we was making a lot of progress in the South that they didn't know about. In other words, we were getting along a lot better with mm-hmm. the colored people, and they was progressing and making more money than they ever made. And the civil rights come in and the agitators, and it just separated the white and colored again.
Mm-hmm.
I meant it just, well, like our children, we have film of 15 years ago, 16, 17 mm-hmm. years ago. Our children playing with them in the yard would be three or four over, and our children be playing with them football, and I grew up playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Go to their house and eat, and they would come to my house and eat.
Mm-hmm.
But not anymore. And we've sat down, we'd had three or four in the neighborhood we played with, and when we went in to eat, they went in to eat. We sat down right at the table with them and eat, and
mm-hmm.
we never did spend the night with them.
You think your father's generation would have done that too? I've heard of people just refusing to eat with colored people. You know.
Now they.
Is that?
They
is
wouldn't.
That
my father's generation wouldn't have, and we won't now. I mean, we wouldn't invite one into our home and eat with them now. I mean, this is what I was saying. The agitators and the civil rights has caused this gap again between the white and the colored.
Mm-hmm.
In the South, they drove us further apart than closer together. You can't force something like that on people. They mm-hmm. accept it if they want it and get further apart if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's happened. And 90% of the people, even your integrated schools, the people that's in the integrated schools are, I'd say 99% of them are there because they can't afford to go to a private school. If they could, they'd be over there.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 or 2% are there because of